All right, we'll call the meeting to order for September 25th, 2023. And let's do the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call once more.
Russ.
So, Warren.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. We already had the 6:15.
Yeah, in case we have somebody, I could.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
isn't that nice?
So we have approval of the September 11th and 15th minutes.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes from both September 11th and 15th.
I'll second that.
Were there any questions, changes, anything? Seeing none, all in favor?
Well, on the 15th, I wasn't here all the time, but I'll say yes on the motion.
No, I think we put a time next year, arrival.
What's that?
We put a time, arrived at 4:45.
Yeah, so you leave.
I had one of those too.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.
Sorry.
All right, new business, ambulance update.
Okay, Mike Kelly called me last week, said he found an ambulance. It's brand new. Asked how we were gonna pay for it. We talked about it. We can take $150 out of the revolving fund, the ambulance revolving, and we were gonna take money out of the future capital reserve fund. I talked to Brian about this on Thursday, yeah. So $250 would come out of that. And then we'll, when March comes around, we'll take the $135. I was talking with Dean about that this morning, and he said we might as well replenish the future capital reserve fund because the revolving fund is always going to be generating money. So he was okay with that.
So what's the purchase price for the new ambulance?
$400,000.
$400,000.
Yeah.
So they
but it's white and it's brand new.
It's
which
beautiful.
Was the expected price.
They have
when do we get delivered?
Yeah, I mean, it was actually getting within the next month or so.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's
so
like
there.
The turnaround is quick.
All right, so we have $150,000 in the revolving fund.
Other revolving.
Oh, yours?
$250 out of the future
comes
capital,
out of our capital reserve
fund. Now, did you ever get it straightened out whether we can use that?
We can use that. It's a future
it's
capital,
for
yes.
For fire apparatus. Is that
no, not
no,
that.
No, it's not. Fire apparatus and emergency are two separate things. The DRA.
$300.
The DRA is.
And then we'll replace that.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fire apparatus is separate than emergency vehicles, unfortunately. Yeah.
Okay.
And the DRA
I wonder
will,
if they'll reword that.
We could.
Vote
we
to
could.
Revert.
We should just create a new warrant article.
Yeah.
For the
for
emergency
March.
Services.
Yeah. To make it inclusive. It's kind
or
of
inclusive,
silly.
Or just have their separate. Have a separate
oh,
one
change
for ambulance.
Dean's one, so it's just not fire.
I don't know if we
one.
Can do it inclusive, just because fire apparatus and EMS. They're separate. And,
they
know,
have to be.
I talked
DRA
to yeah,
said.
Yeah, and Catherine Heck was like.
Yeah, because they wouldn't let us take
yeah.
that.
So they.
No, I knew they wouldn't let us take it, but I didn't know if we could.
Unfortunately,
put it all
yeah, we tried.
Has to squirt water.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can make.
Well,
that
we
happen.
Can make that happen.
Absolutely. I definitely
right.
make that happen.
So yeah. So
your motion to make that happen or what?
Yeah, I mean, we put the deposit on the deposit. The check was generated today. It was a $5,000 deposit. So.
All right.
That's fine. What kind of truck is it?
You want me to show you a picture?
Oh, she's got a picture.
It's a white one.
Freightliner.
Yes, finally. I didn't like the red.
Oh.
No, because everything's white.
Yeah, because I haven't even seen a picture of it, so.
And what can we get for that?
Can we
pull?
Can we blow
yeah,
it up
we're
gonna keep
on
it.
The
big screen?
We're going to keep it. We're going to keep it.
Backup?
It's a backup.
Yes.
So we're going to need more staff?
No.
No, I mean, right now we're bringing
not
in
people.
Well, maybe
got it? There's a difference.
Yeah, I got it.
Currently, we're bringing in people through the SAFER grant.
Don't jump the gun on us.
Nice.
Oh, so he said lettering is included.
Oh, good.
And only major expense not included is radios, and he's trying to work on
yes,
that.
Yes, he did tell me about that, and that could potentially come out of, I think that could come out of the revolving fund,
just hold
which
the
would be nice. So.
I'll make a motion that we approve the purchase of the ambulance.
I'll second
now,
that.
They have it up in this is a company that makes that?
I believe it's
in
Maine, I think he said, yeah.
Oh, all right, okay. It's not one that was bought and...
New.
No,
it's not you. It's a brand spanking new.
Motion's been made and seconded to purchase it. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boy.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. All right.
Yay.
I guess so.
I mean, we've... we have no choice.
Right.
It's either that or we're not providing services.
Right.
All right, rather than going
at some point,
we can deal with the budget update with.
Yeah, there's just some. I figure we'll really go through it next
all
meeting.
All right, well, let's deal with this issue.
Oh yeah. Yep.
With the treasurer.
Issue.
Well, if it wasn't an issue, it wouldn't be here, right?
Subject, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry I couldn't be here the last time.
That's okay.
So I guess I didn't know if you had any questions for my request. If you saw what I had requested for an increase.
Well, I think as Boyd mentioned here, there was two stipend requests to be increased, and there was no definition or description of why.
Yeah.
And so we were reluctant to approve one and not the other, so we didn't approve either one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And yours was a little more substantial, I believe.
No, it wasn't.
The other one was.
Oh, that's right. The other one was. I'm sorry.
But I didn't. I factored.
But just
that
fairness. That's chilling.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah.
So I guess. You know, Boyd brought up the question, too, that, you know, maybe a little, just a quick description of why the extra time, that's what causes that.
I think the job, I would say, in the last couple of years has just become a little bit more, how do you say?
Complicated?
No, time demanding?
Yeah, in ways that are a little bit not so tangible, but more like... So I have to do three, I have to go online and release payroll, which is actually two times less a month now since we've gone. But the DMV, I have to release those twice a week,
right.
Which has been the case since Chris retired. Mm-hmm. But there's just, I don't want to say the word cumbersome, but it's just a little bit more like... to manage in small ways. So there's more ACH automatic payments coming from companies. There's more requests to make ACH payments. It's just a little bit more secure, so then it's a little bit more tracking. In general, even though I go to the bank twice a week for deposits, the number of deposits are more. So like, Kim is doing a great job, but she's very conscientious and she does more frequent batches of deposits. And then the credit card, as you know, has been a lot more work,
right.
Just in general over the last 3 years.
For everyone, it seems.
Yeah. Even Donna says that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we didn't really know exactly what, I mean, it was going to be more. And so I did get an increase back in 2020. Which was wonderful, but it does amount to a lot more paperwork. So like now, I used to always do like two boxes of paperwork to the auditors. Now it's consistently three full boxes, you know, to the auditors. So it's that much more paperwork, and I don't know. So it just, so that was why. It's a $900 increase. So from, I think basically I'm getting about $11,100 and I'm asking to go to $12,000.
So, okay, what was the number you were asking for?
$12,000, going from $11,107 to $12,000.
To $12,000 even?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like to recognize Katie for what she does. There's probably $12 or $15 million a year that flows through her office, that for which she's accountable. She's doing that by herself. We pay our accounting firm $27,000 a year to come in and audit her books, and they have yet to find anything wrong. And I think for $12,000, it's a deal to have somebody who's a controller of a $15 million business here, do that and manage that money for $12,000 a year. The only reason I brought it up at our last meeting was because the budget appears in alphabetical order, And the tax collector was right before the welfare director, and I saw where you were asking for less than $12,000, and the next person in line is asking for $15,000 to administer a $10,000 account. And I didn't see the, I couldn't take that. And I didn't want to get into the merits of your job and your performance and then vote on the next one. So that's why I took the position that I did. But I'd be in full support of you, of your stipend for $12,000 in recognition of what you do and how important it is to this town.
Maybe we ought to reverse the audit and her pay.
There you go. Yeah.
That would make sense. Why would you pay somebody twice what you're to look over her shoulder than you're paying her to do it in the first place?
You want to make a motion?
I move we restore the treasurer's stipend to the amount originally proposed, the amount of $12,000.
I'll second.
Any further questions, discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boy.
Brian.
Pat.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
Sorry that we had to put
it's more
you
of an exercise, down. Katie, than putting you under the gun.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Great job.
I mean that. For $12,000 a year, you're getting a lot of accounting.
We don't use the 10.
What's that?
We don't use the 10.
I know.
Yeah,
we talked about that.
I know.
Okay, budget open sealed bids.
I have other stuff under budget. Do you wanna go back?
Okay.
Finish that.
All right. Okay.
Another item for the budget is Collar did come in last week. She went down 10,000. She finally got an estimate on the roofing. So her budget did drop at $10,000.
Oh, wow.
Who's this?
The Smith Memorial Building.
Cool.
Yep. So that's just a note. So you'll see that when we go over this again.
Well, how come she can't be here to give good news?
She doesn't bother her to ask for stuff.
And then the other item was I wanted to talk about the software.
I saw that.
Yeah. The board had approved software in 2021.
Yeah.
We only converted the finance. Mm-hmm. We are happy with the finance. We'd like to actually switch over to their payroll as well, MTS's payroll. But they're understaffed and probably couldn't get it until 2025. So we have to stay with BMSI for that. But I would like to propose switching over our assessing, our building, and our tax. The total conversion would be, it's $34,205. The yearly fee cost would be $9,842 after that, which is significantly cheaper than piecemealing. You've got Vision, you've got, BMSI for tax, you've got, like, we are paying
we
different.
We kept Vision because we wanted to be able to access the history, right?
That was BMSI.
Okay.
Yes. Which we paid for in perpetuity, so I believe that
we
get to keep that because we did pay for that.
That was always a question whether.
And
we
it says it in the bill in perpetuity, so it means that we.
Do we have money this year to do the 40?
So in the budget, the 34.
And so is the company that we went with, are they out of, like? Did they void their contract? Or?
No, they just never fulfilled the tax in the building. We kept calling. They asked us to do, I wrote up a memo.
Did we pay for
it? Nope. Okay. But they were asking us to handle a lot of the legwork to even get it to be converted. Which to me, if you're selling a product, I don't think you need to be putting that on the employees.
That's not how these guys sold it.
How much should we allocate for that?
Yeah. For MTS,
I'd
have to go back and look at that.
But will that cover some of this 34?
Well, what we're going to back out in the budget, we back out Vision. And also, so Vision, we're going to switch to Avatar.
Right.
And the year to switch on it, when you're switching over assessing, ideally is in a reval year. Yeah. So I talked to Steve, he was fine with it. So, building, I've worked with Avatar, Bob has, Linda has, we've worked with it in other communities. It's user-friendly. The three programs speak to each other, which makes
that
merging easy.
That was always an issue, too.
Yep.
Now, how about Candy? What does she think about
She she's open to it. She wants to, you know, do that because BMSI, and the people that we are dealing with, one's on sabbatical, one's going to be retiring. It's kind of,
if you're doing all the legwork, will they take something off the $34,000?
No. That legwork was with MTS.
Oh, with the other one.
MTS.
Okay.
They never billed us. They never billed us for anything they didn't do. So. So you would back out about $18,200 off of that total anyway, because Vision was 15.
Yeah.
BMSI, I think, was 32. BMSI was almost 3,000.
How about the annual fee?
The annual fee for having Avatar?
No, that's 90. It's $9,800 for Avatar. How much were we paying MTS?
I mean, Vision, they went up. They're like 15,000.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do we have the 20 or 25,000 we're going to need for this year?
No, if you back out 18, that's about 16, about 15 grand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have it?
I think with other areas, it's gonna because our budget is still under, so our budget,
yeah,
our total.
The
budget.
Highway was right, and the legal's going to be over.
We won't.
Andrea, did you want to do that this year or not?
Yeah, it says October.
I would like to do it just because
she
of the assessing.
She wants to switch over, for the assessing.
Yeah.
So do you think we're going to have, to answer Sue's question, is there going to be that much available?
Even with the increase up to 34, the town office budget is still under from last year.
It is?
Yeah.
Is insurance under? Usually
insurance we haven't seen. And Pyramex sometimes you get,
But I mean for this year that we're in now.
You're talking about health insurance?
Yeah.
We don't know yet. They're having their meeting this week because it's a pool. So they have a.
But for this year, I mean, we can cover this bill this budget year.
Well, yeah, the insurance, as far as what we've paid out so far.
Well, no, what's that?
No, she just wants to know that we've got enough.
Got the money
in the budget to do it.
Without taking from. See, I'm worried about the roads, to be honest with you.
For next year.
No, this year.
No, this won't come out of this. I was budgeting it for next year.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I thought it said October, November.
They would start that. I imagine I would talk to them, but I think we could probably we budget that for the next year budget.
Oh, they might want some before they start.
They may. Yeah. So I'll talk with them. I just kind of want to get the ball rolling with this. And I will talk with Amy. Her name's Amy.
Do we have a contract with MTS to install this software that we're going to be defaulting on?
No.
Or voiding?
No, because they never installed it.
Okay.
So we're not
going to incur any penalty.
So much for that big presentation they gave.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years.
Right.
Yeah,
and nothing's happened.
That was a big elaborate offer to the world.
Right. So, yeah, I will call Amy tomorrow. I will send the board an email as far as... what they want up front.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think that you
you'll have a better description at the next meeting, right?
Right. Yeah.
On the 11th?
Yeah. I'll give you, it's either going to be.
You can, but
paying,
then we can discuss it further if we need to.
Does she need a motion or get this ball going?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like the board's support or, permission to kind of start proceeding with that.
Because I'll make that motion if you think we're going to have enough money and everybody's.
I was thinking budgeting it for 2020. I'll talk with Amy to see, how they want to set this up. But maybe the smaller departments, which is building and tax, she said those are quick. So those would be closer to maybe the end of the year and they bill for 2020.
I just don't want to rob somebody else's budget.
No. Yeah, no, I agree. That's why I put it in next year's budget because I don't want to. I don't want to pay anything for this year.
So the motion is to authorize Andrew
to just proceed, and I'll come back to you at the next meeting.
With Avatar for tax building and assessing software.
Yep,
and I'll second it.
Okay.
Yep.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big change right there. All of a sudden.
Yeah. I think the employees will be much happier with.
And the guy from Avatar lives around here.
Oh, does he? Okay.
I think he lives in Auburn.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Now we get those.
Yes, we only got one. It was from the person that was interested, so I will give that to Brian to open. So she should have put down the deposit. So.
What was this bid for?
It's
0.46 acres?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah, that one behind, behind,
what's this
yeah,
for?
Behind.
We had that Raymond Road meetings ago.
Yeah, half an acre of land roughly.
On Raymond Road.
Raymond Road. Nothing in there. No.
I saw her put it in.
Bid. <She's> bid. Good thing it didn't say bid, huh?
Kind of concise, you know that?
Yeah, bid.
Bid.
We own this. This is town property right now?
Yeah.
Check with it.
The bid of $12,400. The close is a check for the deposit. The acreage for the wood money in the amount of $2,500.
That's a deposit.
That's a deposit,
that's
yeah.
That was high, but
up
that's
on
okay.
Acceptance of the bid and or return to the buyer. A bid shall not be accepted of this accepted deposit shall be
it's not Ronnie, is it?
No. But it's hard to read already.
So this is just a, this is just a deposit.
That's the deposit.
This is the deposit.
Board, yeah, the board can accept it.
So upon acceptance, the final will be paid.
Mm-hmm. So what we have to do is have a formal vote to accept the, accept
the
that deed. And,
yeah.
And then Andrew's going to find out how they want that deed.
Yeah, I'll talk with Mike. Right. Mike says,
is this in a butter?
Yeah, her son is in a butter.
Okay.
Her son's in a butter.
Wow, that's a lot more than I'd pay for half an acre.
I move we accept the bid in the amount of $12,400 from...
$2,500, that's the deposit.
No, the bid is $12,400.
Yeah,
it's 10%.
$12,400, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's accompanied by a deposit in the amount of $2,500. Now the bidder is, what's the name here?
Is her name on the check? Elaine Borsiello?
It's a terrible signature.
Is her name on the check?
But it is Elaine Borsiello.
Borsiello, okay.
Borsiello.
Yep. What's her name?
Elaine Borsiello.
Okay.
Now, the balance being paid...
You want me to second it so we can discuss?
Yeah.
I'll second it. Go ahead.
All right. Sorry. Balance being paid within 30 days? Or?
There's no time frame. It just says upon acceptance of the bid,
well, I think we
they
should
will
have
pay
a time frame.
The balance.
That's right.
No, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and we ought to stipulate that she pays the balance within 30 days.
30 days. It's
you
actually in the, it's in the
it's in that.
It's in the notice that is the balance
okay,
will be paid
right.
in 30 days.
Okay.
But it's right on the notice.
Yep.
There.
Just flip it over.
No, here.
Yeah, it's in the folder.
Public notice of sealed bid.
Oh, yeah, within 30 days
yes.
after the notice.
Okay,
the
so you're just amending it or whatever to go, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Requiring her to pay the balance within 30
days.
Pursuant to the bid specifications.
Second.
Yes, okay.
Second you'll go
so,
along
yeah.
with the amendment? Okay,
yeah.
All in favor?
Rush.
Sue.
Boyd.
Boyd, Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's a hell of a
story. We'll pay for part of Avatar.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Okay, is that in on the budget update?
That the public notice was separate. That yeah, but budget update, we're good.
Okay.
Just had those two things.
Policy review. We had something on that to review.
Yeah. There aren't any changes. It's just the board to reaffirm the policy. This is one of the items that the auditors dinged us on. So there's no changes to these. If the board just wants to reaffirm, we'll put them in the sign folder and put them in the
perfect.
Book for another year.
Perfect.
Yep.
Do you have a motion?
So you're happy with these policies?
Yeah, these didn't change.
Yeah, I move we reaffirm our approval of the policy number 2011-001-4. Investment records, internal control, master policy.
Need a second?
Yeah, you can do a second and then we'll
I'll second it.
Sue, second. Any questions?
No.
See you none? All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank
this
you.
Smith Memorial.
That was just the updated, like she had presented the board, yeah.
That was, you talked about the.
Yeah, it's just the reduction with the.
This reflects the reduction?
Yeah, that was just the reduction, it reflects it, yeah.
Okay.
It's the roof.
And now the investment policy?
Yes, please.
Nothing's changed on that either, right?
No.
Move we reaffirm our approval of the investment policy number 2011-404.
Second.
Okay, Russ, second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat. Sorry, wasn't loud enough.
Hey, Rick, can I ask a question? What policy is it that states that after we have $500 or whatever needs to go to the bank? What one is that? Because I just saw.
It's a deposit policy. That would be a deposit policy.
Okay, because I saw the treasurer's doing.
Yeah, that's probably on there, because they hit us like on all the financial ones. So yeah, that one will be coming. I'm trying to just do small, you know, bring a couple each meeting, so it's not too overwhelming.
Is that a state RSA or is that just a candy? I thought so. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they're the ones that dictate it back to us, isn't it? They're the ones.
Yeah, the RSA dictates that, yeah.
So do you want us to sign these?
Yeah, I'll put copies in the sign folder.
Okay.
All right.
Is this other business?
Other business? Set the deliberate session date?
Yes, please. So you have the choice of two Saturdays. We always do it the earlier one.
I want to do.
Do the earlier one, yeah.
Well, because we can spend all the money and then it gets to the school. Will they do a Saturday this year instead of a Thursday?
I can ask. Last year they said they would and then they changed because they had a meeting at the SAU had a meeting.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, they ended up not doing it with us, so.
Can we try that again, do you think?
I can reach out to,
Matt.
Is it Matt? Yeah.
Matt
Woodrow, yeah.
Where did you want to have a joint meeting?
They were going to have it right after ours. We were going to do, what were we going to do?
Or were we going to let them go first, I think, because they were quicker?
You think they'd be quicker?
Yeah, I think they did want to go first.
Yeah?
Oh, they have like 10-minute meetings, so.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah.
What's that, the school budget?
Do you want to schedule
what do you think,
so? Here from the town and the school?
Well, we can set ours temporarily, but if they want
to
agree to do it on the same day, we can let them go first.
I just think we'd get more people if we just make it. And plus the CYA, maybe they'll just not have all the stuff going on that day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
a lot of parents
right,
go
yeah,
to that.
Yeah. But we think we try to move back to the school too. But well, yeah.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, we did the school last year.
Yeah.
I think the school, just for the amount of
I
people.
I like the stage.
It's a little cozier.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Well, I'll ask.
That would be
can't
great
hurt.
To be able to do it all at once.
Yeah,
get
really.
It all.
Well, they were on board
parents.
Last year. They did. They said yes, and then something happened, and the SA, they met with the other
so what's
towns.
The tentative date then?
The third.
First one?
Let's go with the first
third.
One.
No, so what is the date?
The third.
The third.
The third.
Yeah.
Okay. And the second one would be
the
10th?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
a
that
backup
moves
date.
Our crunch time to. Yeah,
right.
Let's try to start earlier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that means, wow, we
do you want to do a snow date? Since we're.
Mm-hmm.
Snow date?
The 10th.
Okay.
Right? If we pick the
3rd. We could do, well, we don't like to do nights, right? Okay. I think like the school does
I
it at night.
I don't care about night. I mean, we could do Tuesday, so you could still, it doesn't ruin your whole weekend.
Yeah,
but I think we have to see when the SAU can come, because that's going to.
The SAU does theirs on a Thursday night.
Right, but do you want to be here Thursday when you're off Friday?
Mm-hmm.
She's off Friday.
Well, I'm not on Friday, but I
have
no idea.
Well, you want to make it the
8th?
Huh?
You want to make it the 8th for a snow date?
Okay.
That
yeah.
Thursday?
Yeah, and then maybe they won't.
Well, yeah, then maybe they'll cooperate. Yeah.
They won't have a chance.
Yeah, we'll try that.
All right. Snow date.
So it's going to be the 3rd with the 8th snow date?
Huh?
The 8th, the snow date at 6, at 5. It's a
5.
5. Okay.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Because that could end up going to what, 8?
Could.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the earlier the better.
Depending.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good to
plan. But wait a minute. We don't have stinking Zoom over there.
At the school?
But you don't have Zoom
at the school.
At
the school we can.
They don't have Zoom, remember?
Of course they
can. But you can't, the thing about Zoom, you can record.
We didn't have an SCYA.
Yes, you can record, but they can't speak because we can't see them. But at least they can hear what went on, so when they get their tax bill, they're not surprised.
But you know what's nice about the school, they draw a lot of people.
No, Facebook.
He somehow did Facebook, yeah, yeah.
Because we can get internet over there, it's not a big deal.
Probably better than the CYA, right? I mean, CYA, isn't their internet spotty?
Well, they had, what did they have over there? They weren't streaming. What did we do at the CYA?
We were streaming, streaming off their cameras.
Yeah, that's what it was, okay. Okay.
Live stream.
I just wish so people could hear it so it doesn't come up again, you know what I mean?
Right, no, I know what you mean, yeah.
All right, so what's the date? November session?
The third.
Somebody hit you when
it's snow date of the year.
Nine AM.
I'll call you, Boyd.
I'll remind you in February.
We're gonna start using megaphones.
Yeah.
And then the snow date?
The 8th. At 5 PM.
All right. Good.
Lynn's gonna have all this because she has to go to it anyway, so she'll straighten out.
She'll keep you informed.
I don't know, how many years,
You'll have a tuna roll-up that night for dinner.
I was just going to say.
Okay, so that's all set?
That's all set. I do have another item under other business. This is more of, Kim is very by the book, so I just kind of want to bring this to the board because if the board says this is okay, we'd like to do it. It's the cemetery trustees.
Oh, good.
They had encumbered $9,500 from a company called Emmanuel Inc., to have some trees removed in the cemetery. Apparently, from what Beth told me, they never reached out again, and they get a quote from somewhere else. Apparently, more trees are going to be taken down, and they get
price.
A quote for, no, it was $12,000, so it's not the same price.
Oh, but so, they've taken three out of this year.
Okay, so we're good with, so.
Well, I am, but.
I mean, well, the board could just, because she doesn't want, she like, you know.
What?
She doesn't feel comfortable.
Okay.
Moving
that's
that
what I was waiting.
Yeah.
Finish your thought.
Yeah.
She doesn't feel comfortable. So if the board could, she goes, if the board wants to approve that, I'm fine with that. So take the $9,500 of the encumbered money to pay for some of it. And then the trustees, I believe they have money. They have their budgets healthy. So where they're taking that from, I'm not sure. But
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Well, what's the motion?
To
$9,500 in encumbered funds.
Right.
$2,500
out of
their budget.
Yeah, and the
$9,500
would be coming from this company.
They
get
more trees.
Yeah, but this is coming from Northern Tree Service. Their quote, Northern Tree Services. So $9,500 would be out of this.
So you can word it however you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just wanna just.
Who made that motion?
Yeah.
I'll second. Russ second.
Patrick. Russ. I don't care. All in favor?
Four.
Yeah.
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's all you got?
That's it.
You sure?
How'd you do it?
Positive.
I was just going to bring some things up.
Yes, I worked with it. Bob has asked me about it. He's like, this would be really nice if we had Avatar.
And Steve?
Steve works with all of them for the different towns he works for, so he's pretty amenable. Yeah, he's like. Yeah,
I just remember the discussions we used to have where they couldn't communicate. Yeah. Land office.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible.
The
merging is like just nightmarish. So,
yeah. I have something under new business.
Nice.
Hey, see, like Boyd sent this to me.
Remember what you said?
No.
What day did he say
it was on the 6th, I think.
Uh-oh,
no.
Yeah.
It was on Facebook. Scott Spencer on Douglas Drive praising the recycling center employees, especially Nick Broadwater, for their assistance. Please bring this to the meeting Monday and read it for the for the record. Thanks, Boyd. I appreciate you bringing that to my attention and bringing it forward. There is, you know, there are their assistants, and there's three employees there, and they all are there to assist any taxpayer that comes in at that point. The other, and part of the assistance was this last week, was hazardous waste, and went very well. That's done. And
did you run over? Are you okay?
We did not go over.
Oh, good.
We couldn't with a budget, with a bond issue at that point.
Okay.
So it's in this year's budget, where you guys know it's in this year's budget.
Yeah, the guy who posted that message on Facebook just had back surgery.
Oh, he did?
And Nick knew he had back surgery, and he's been helping him with his trash.
I love Nick.
Pretty nice.
I mean, I love them all, but he is.
Those guys are a credit to the town of Camden.
You better believe it.
You know another Richard who's part-time?
Yeah.
He looks, you know, he brings things forward. Like, there was, you know, into the dumpster some good wood that was thrown in there. He's pulled it out and sort of set it on the side for people to take.
Sure, for firewood.
That's
no,
good.
Just
no.
two by four,
oh, really?
two by four.
Add on to the swap
demolition lumber that was still good.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, you know, they're trying to think outside the box and a lot of that, you know. And, you know, people, you know, they're not there to unload people's cars, they're there to assist people.
Right.
And part of it is assisting, where does this go? Oh, this goes in this bin, or this goes in that bin.
Yeah.
You know, it's educational at that point.
They do, they go beyond though there.
Yeah,
I don't want to come out that we're here to unload your cars, because that's just what
What I ask him to do.
Well, wait a minute. Okay.
I'm different.
A plate of cookies.
Hey, what do you mean?
that's the other thing. You know, they gain an awful lot of weight bringing in things. But I like to use the word assist at that point.
Right.
No, they do awesome.
Very nice.
So, thank you, Boyd.
Lynn saw it on Facebook. I don't know.
And we did have a letter or an email from, is it Pine Ridge? She wrote for the road. Remember the email we all got, or we all got a...
I'm sorry.
it was after those rains, and I think it was Pine Ridge.
Oh, yeah. Flint
Road. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
Flint. Okay. Flint's out there. Everyone's out. Those got regraded last week. So Flint Flint and
Carrier Road.
Carrier. Is there another one that I didn't realize was it?
Yes,
there's another
dirt
road.
I knew it was someone who had been in town.
Is the one
there
Flint?
Crowley Road? No.
Well, I just came up Crowley Hill.
Right, maybe it was Flint.
And that road is very nice.
It was pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah.
Jeff said it held up, even with all the rains, it held up very well.
So right. It's,
that's good.
You know, it's over the hill where some of that rain running.
Yep.
They graded it this last week, and it's nice. I think
grading was done last Thursday.
As long as
it's Thursday.
I was just going to say, if they're not going 80.
As long as it's not wet. Anything else?
You got any public comment?
Any public? Nobody's on there?
Good. Nobody.
Yeah, it's been quiet lately.
Motion?
Adjourn. I so move.
I so second.
All right. All in favor?
I so favor.
So?
I so happy.
Brian.
Yeah.
Pat.
Well, enjoy your birthday.
Well, do you feel fair this weekend?
Oh.